I'm Norma Walton, and this is Norma Walton Talks. Today on Norma Walton Talks, we'll be discussing a dummy with money. In the past 17 years, I have been fortunate enough to earn a fortune and then have that fortune intentionally destroyed by a vindictive partner. So very lucky on the one hand, very unlucky on the other. Such is life. Along the way, I had some very interesting experiences, and one of them, about 7 or 8 years ago, was executive producing a horror film called Chasing the Devil. Executive producer, for anyone who knows the industry, means dummy with money. And I was that person 8 years ago. My experience with horror is that I'm not a fan. I like happy endings. So when I watch Scream, I find it terrifying, petrifying, creepy, jump out of your seat screaming. And I understand that some people pay money for that and enjoy it. It was never something that I liked. It wasn't a genre of film that I was sort of gravitated towards. I actually consider Jaws a bit of a horror film, even though it's not technically considered one, because it's scary and it makes your heart race and you're concerned at the ultimate outcome of its participants, of its people. I've recently read a book by Greg Iles called Sleep No More, and the only reason that I actually ended up enjoying it is because it had a happy ending, kind of. But it had a bit of that supernatural, demon possession creepiness to it. Chasing the Devil is incredibly creepy. It is a search for the truth. It's fashioned as trying to determine what happened to a sister who went crazy and seemed demon-possessed, devil-possessed, did horrible things while being in the possession of an evil force. It's very terrifying. You sort of sit on the edge of your seat on a constant basis. There's all sorts of strange, paranormal weirdness going on. And you can't relax at all through the entire movie, pretty much. And given that I don't even like horror movies, it strikes me as to how on earth I got into it. Let me tell you, when I had a little bit of money, people would often pitch me on things that they wanted to do. And this pitch came from people that we were dealing with. We had bought a building from them. And they said to us, listen, we have this fabulous project. Have you ever heard of the Blair Witch Project? And I said, yeah, I seem to remember reading something about it. They said, oh, it's fantastic. It was filmed for $60,000. It was sold by the people who filmed it for $1.1 million, and it went on to earn $250 million. And this project is just like that one. Famous last words. So we ponied up $250,000 US to become the executive producer of Chasing the Devil. It was the other executive producer was Bill Haber, and who's quite a legend in Hollywood, and his son was the director. So what did we get for our $250,000 US? We got to be the executive producer, and we were invited to the set to watch the filming. So on our own dime, myself, my husband, and our three children at the time, we didn't have the baby, flew down to LA. We went to a very creepy looking house, similar to sort of an Amityville horror type house. The children got the headphones on. They were 4 or 5 at the time. My littlest was about 2. They played frisbee with the actors. They played soccer with the actors. They were quite the novelty on set because, of course, this was the dummy with the money's children. So they were very kind to the kids. They ate with the actors. They were able to watch a few of the scenes. They met the director. They met sort of some of the people on set. So they had a fantastic time, given that they were 2 and 5. And my husband and I found it to be an interesting experience. So the movie is made. It debuts. And there was a Hollywood debut for it. We did not go to that, because we'd already been to LA the first time around and it was very costly. So the movie actually is good. It's, if you like horror, it's quite creepy. It will make your spine tingle and scare you. It's not something I like at all, but it received 5 stars. So what does a 5-star movie that costs $250,000 US to film return? Well, you'll be happy to know that each star cost me $45,000 US. So the $250,000 US turned into $25,000 US plus the cost of the tickets to LA, and the stars just keep coming in, but that was the last horror film we will do. That was the last film in general we will do. That is the last involvement in the entertainment industry that we will have. Because what you learn with experiences like that is the more glamorous the industry, the less you make. If you think about Green for Life is a friend of a friend. First generation wealthy, he picks up garbage. And he has made a fortune. We see his trucks all around the roads picking up garbage. That industry is dirty and grubby and not at all glamorous, and that's where you make money. The entertainment industry, you get to fly to Cannes or LA or New York and be treated like a celebrity, but it is very costly. It doesn't return the money that the grubby, messy industries do. So the moral of the story is that if you want your name in lights, it is going to cost you. If you think about Rachel McAdams, she is one of Canada's greatest actresses, and she makes about $5.5 million a film. The average Canadian actress makes $33,000 a film, and first they have to land it. So you do the math. Have you seen Chasing the Devil? Are you a horror fan? Would you like to see it? I would love to hear your feedback because, as I say, it's received wonderful reviews. It has quite a following, and it's not my cup of tea, but I was the dummy with money that produced it. Thank you for listening. I would love your feedback. This is Norma Walton Talks.